From turducken to frankincense, myrrh to joy. There are a lot of weird holiday words. You'll learn more about them in our next game. But before we move on, this is a Quizmas carol, and I've got news for Puzzle Guru Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ugh, what?
Tonight, you will be haunted by three spirits.
Ugh.
So expect the first spirit when the bell tolls one. Ah, here she is.
Wow.
Please welcome our ghost of Quizmas past and guest expert at the same time, from Merriam-Webster, it's lexicographer Corey Stamper.
Hey, everybody.
Corey, I'm sure you get asked this quite a lot, but you get, you know, because you get to decide what new words are part of our dictionary, do you get drunk on your power?
Well, you know, I would, except any power that you think you have is never going to be enough power for any person who writes into the dictionary and asks you to do things like take the word floor out of the English language.
Floor. What's wrong with floor?
Floor is just an upside-down ceiling that we walk on.
Scrooge, do you have any questions?
What's a good word for being annoyed by everybody who's constantly happy?
So we could go from the negative angle or the positive angle. Which would you like?
I always prefer the negative angle.
Okay. So one who does not like other people having fun. There are a whole bunch of words for that. There's Grinch, there's Grouch.
Mm-hmm.
All these start with grr. If you really want to impress someone, you can say that you are full of Schadenfreude.
Ooh.
Schadenfreude is the joy that you feel at other people's pain.
Ah, smug and mean. I love it.
Well, Corey is here as our guest expert for a game about holiday words. Here's your first one, contestants. Etymologists believe the first part of the word mistletoe comes from a Germanic root word meaning what? A, kissing. B, poison. C, pooping. Emma.
Poison.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Danielle, can you steal?
The first one?
Kissing?
Yes.
You both avoided the actual answer. The answer is C, pooping. Please explain, Corey.
So the first part of the word mistletoe is missile, which comes from this Germanic root word that means the act of passing waste through the body or excrement. And they think that the word pooping is involved because mistletoe seeds are spread through bird droppings. So just think of that the next time you're kissing underneath of one.
Nice. According to Merriam-Webster, give us the most common English spelling of the word Hanukkah. Emma.
H-A-N-U-K-K-A-H.
That is correct!
Wow.
Corey, why can't we all agree on the spelling of Hanukkah?
So Hanukkah came into English from Hebrew, which uses a different alphabet. This is really a transliteration issue. The very first letter of the word Hanukkah in Hebrew is het, and we do not have a letter that corresponds with that sound in English. In fact, we don't even have that sound in the English language. And then the second problem is that the K in the middle of Hanukkah is actually represented by too many English letters. So you could say C or K with that. So the end result is that in like the 400 or so years that Hanukkah has been in English, we have 27 different recorded spellings for the word Hanukkah.
It's almost as many nights as the miracle lasted.
Right.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly. What did bough originally mean 1,000 years ago? Did it mean A, shoulder or arm? B, an unbreakable chain? Or C, a large quantity of something? Emma.
Shoulder or arm.
That is correct. Yes. So, Corey, why does bough refer to a body part?
So that was its earliest meaning in English over 1,000 years ago. So you would see references to things like a bough of wild boar. But the other thing that's very interesting is the Anglo-Saxons were a very imaginative people, and so they applied the idea of arms to branches of trees. Same thing happened with the word limb, but we kept both those meanings. So a limb can be, you know, a shoulder, an arm, a leg, or also a branch of a tree.
makes perfect sense. This is your last clue. The day after Christmas is, of course, Boxing Day. What does that refer to? A, throwing away old Christmas present boxes? B, a traditional annual boxing match? Or C, boxes to collect donations for the poor? Emma.
The donations.
That is correct, yes.
So Boxing Day started in the 1600s. What would happen is churches would set out collection boxes. Everyone gave a donation to support the poor. Nowadays, we do not do the collection boxes. Sometimes people will give boxes to like service workers, their postal workers. Mostly now, people go shopping.
That's right. Yeah. Puzzle Guru Ebenezer Scrooge, how did our contestants do?
Emma will be headed to the final round.
Corey, an absolute pleasure being able to tap into your brain. Corey Stamper is a lexicographer with Merriam-Webster. Her book is called Word by Word, The Secret Life of Dictionaries. Corey Stamper, everybody.
Thanks so much.
Coming up, we'll give gifts to famous duos, and we'll talk to Anthony Ramos, former star of Hamilton on Broadway. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.